بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we discussed the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks of one of those actions that create disunity within the hearts, and that was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that you avoid or you do not pay importance towards the formation of the saf, and it is not properly formed and the lines are not properly straightened, then that will lead to disunity in the heart, which takes away the barakah and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from a community, from a congregation, from a people. A second deed or act which takes away the barakah and blessings of Allah, especially from within our homes, is constant arguing, niza'at, constantly arguing, constantly bickering, constantly fighting with each other. This takes away the blessings and the barakah from the home. And remember, barakah is the fuel that drives your business. It is the fuel that drives your marriage. It is the fuel that drives your life. It is the fuel that drives your ibadah. That's barakah. If that's taken away, then it's lifeless. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was performing i'tikaf in the month of Ramadan. And very happily and excitedly, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out of his mu'takaf, the tent or the area where he was performing i'tikaf. And he came out to the sahaba, and then his expression changed all of a sudden. He was overwhelmed with an expression of disappointment. And he came to the sahaba and he says, I came out to inform you of the night of Qadr this year, which night Laylatul Qadr will be, and every year when the night of power will be, on which night exactly. But because those two men in that corner of the masjid were engaged in an argument, because they, whatever the argument was about, they were engaged in an argument. Because of that argument, the ummah suffered a great loss. Allah took away from me the knowledge of that night because of that argument. That is how detested argument is in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That such a great loss had occurred to the ummah, that the true knowledge of Laylatul Qadr was taken away from who? From Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's not that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was engaged in an argument. It was because two people nearby were engaged in an argument, and as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away the knowledge. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, perhaps that is better for you, that I do not know the knowledge of Laylatul Qadr. Perhaps it is better for me, Allah has taken it away from me, so that you do not just dedicate worship on one single night, but you seek it in the odd nights of the month of Ramadan. But the second deed, remember, that will take away barakah from our lives is constantly arguing and engaging in arguments with others, especially those who are close to us. May Allah grant us the understanding.